This podcast is brought to you by HealthRangerStore.com. Lab-tested clean foods and supplements for immune function, long-term storage, and survival applications. Every purchase helps fund this free speech video platform. Thank you for your support. As you probably know, there was a massive explosion in Beirut, Lebanon. Massive. Some people thought it was a nuclear explosion. I don't think it was, but it certainly wasn't just a fireworks factory. This is Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, with an emergency update. It turns out that this location in Beirut was a weapons storage depot for weapons for Hezbollah that are being brought in from Iran. And that's what detonated. And it looks like, another one of my sources told me that it was a fuel air explosion. Now, fuel air bombs are incredibly devastating, and they produce a visual signature like what you saw in that explosion in Beirut. Go to naturalnews.com. Go to my story. It's on the homepage there about Beirut, or you can just search for Beirut, B-E-I-R-U-T, and watch the videos, because it looks like a nuclear explosion to a lot of people. I'm not saying that it is, but it has a similar type of visual signature. It's really devastating. And stand by here. I'm going to tell you what I think this means for our world. I do want to welcome, we've got a sponsor now for the podcast. I've recorded another podcast about who this sponsor is and why. I reached out to find a gold and silver retailer that I would be happy to represent. I'm not paid any commissions because their prices are super low. And they're very honest and transparent with the shipping time. They're run by Christian patriots. They're fans of Natural News. And they have gold and silver, honest products. They don't try to push a bunch of numismatic coins on you or anything like that. You can find out about them, get all the details at metalswithmike.com. That's a domain name that we set up just for them as a sponsor of my podcast, metalswithmike.com. And you know, normally I don't sell gold and silver, and I'm not in that business. So I wanted to make sure I could find someone that you can trust to get gold and silver at really great prices. And I'm already a customer of Treasure Island here, and my family members are customers. I'm telling my friends, this is a great company where you can get just honest gold and silver. So check them out at metalswithmike.com. Now, getting back to the Beirut situation, what this probably means is that Western forces, the United States in particular, in one way or another, is probably behind this explosion. It was probably deliberate. And the local newscasters, or I should say international newscasters that were reporting on this explosion, they use phrases like buildings were vaporized. And you can see it in the video. Buildings are vaporized. And they said that the damage extended for several kilometers away from the detonation site. I mean, kilometers away, which means that the total devastation area must be multiple square kilometers. I mean, it's absolutely huge. And if you look at the video footage of the explosions, you can see that it's incredibly powerful and devastating, and that buildings are just utterly destroyed in its path. That's not a fireworks factory, which was the official cover story at first. I mean, maybe a few fireworks had been stored there in order to provide a cover story. But this explosion was something much, much larger than just regular fireworks, much bigger. And so it was deliberate. Somebody is going after Hezbollah. Somebody's going after Iran. Now, the obvious culprit, or you could say responsible party behind this, might be Israel, right? That's what you would think, that Israel's doing this. Because remember this, Iran has suffered a series of explosions over the past several weeks. Mysterious explosions that have been blowing up Iran's nuclear infrastructure and other important buildings that are related to military technology. And I don't know if you've seen all those stories in the media, but there have been a series of devastating detonations in Iran over the past, I guess, month or two. And it's widely believed that Israel is behind those. So why wouldn't Israel also be blowing up munitions depots in Beirut? I mean, Lebanon, especially the Hezbollah variety of Lebanon, is certainly no friend of Israel. And we are in a global warfare scenario. I mean, China is at war with America. Russia is seemingly at war with the rest of the world. Iran is at war with Western nations. Obama gave Iran technology and billions of dollars in funding. And Iran used a lot of that money to build weapon systems, ship them into Beirut, and they were being stored at that depot, which is one of the reasons why the detonation was so large, because those were missiles blowing up. Those were missiles that were probably going to be launched against Israel. And so Israel got to them first. Israel has really in-depth intelligence. You know, they've infiltrated Lebanon and Hezbollah and Iran and, you know, many other areas. They have really strong infiltration capabilities. So they did the infiltration. They found out where the missiles are being stored, and they figured out a way to blow it up. That, I think that's what happened. Now, it's not 100% confirmed, but that seems to be the most likely scenario. I mean, Israel is surrounded by nations that are actively seeking to destroy it. So, you know, there is an active war taking place there. And that's probably what's behind this explosion. Now, the upshot of all this is that it probably means there's going to be an escalation. And this is why, remember, Obama was trying to give Iran nuclear weapons. Remember the 10-year nuclear weapons deal that Obama negotiated with Iran, and then he lied to the media and said, oh, this prevents Iran from having nuclear weapons. No, it didn't. It funded nuclear weapons development of Iran. It was the exact opposite of what Obama claimed. And we should hope that Iran never obtains nuclear weapons, because the minute it does, it's going to nuke Israel. And we're going to have a level of chaos and anarchy and just geopolitical uncertainty in the world that will destroy your way of life. It will destabilize the financial industry, destabilize gold and silver, you know, destabilize food prices. I mean, it will have global ramifications that most people can't even imagine. What we want is stability, not rogue enemy nations getting their hands on nukes, because Obama is a sleeper cell traitor and sent billions of dollars, actually shipped it in on cargo planes to deliver it to the Iranian regime so they could build nuclear weapons and nuke Israel. That's what Obama did. Obama is a traitor. He should be arrested, but that's a different podcast. So just watch now for escalation. See, there's a secret war going on. Many people believe that the Three Gorges Dam in China, which is on the verge of failure, many people believe that there are weather weapons being used against China by the United States right now, that we're making it rain, you know? And if you don't believe that weather weapons exist, then you're just not informed. You know, there's hundreds of patents in the U.S. Patent Office about weather control, and those are the patents they allow you to see. There are other patents that are classified under national security that you'll never see. And they will tell you, if you were able to see them, that America has the technology to make, to cause droughts, to cause floods, to cause changes in humidity. I mean, all kinds of weather control. I mean, geoengineering is what it is. And although I'm not 100% sure that this is exactly what's happening in China, it seems like a plausible explanation, because if you take out the Three Gorges Dam, what happens is you set China back 40 to 50 years in terms of their economic dominance. You would destroy the communist regime in China. You would set them back so far that they would probably never be a threat to America's dominance on the global stage. Whereas right now, China is a major threat, and they're catching up so quickly in terms of military production, especially of aircraft carriers and naval ships and so on. They're catching up quickly. And China wants to destroy America. China wants to dominate the world and just mass murder everybody that they can't control or that who just isn't Chinese. You know, that's communism. So have no illusions that the Communist Party of China must be destroyed or America is finished. So if the United States is using weather weapons to take out that dam and destroy the Chinese communist regime, then so be it. I'm not going to criticize that military deployment of a weapon, because China is the greatest danger to the world. Communist China is the greatest danger to humanity that has ever existed. They torture people. They harvest organs. They disappear dissidents. They murder, you know, people who criticize the communist regime. They are pure evil, and they must be stopped. So if taking out the dam is the way to do that, then, well, that's what must be done. So there are a lot of things in play right now. our world is becoming very unpredictable, very chaotic. This bombing in Beirut is just part of it. And, you know, frankly, that brings us back to the whole sponsor of this podcast, which is all about precious metals, gold and silver. And I've been saying this long ago, that if you want to protect yourself from a collapsing dollar or financial risk, then get your assets into things that hold value. And I've always said, you've heard me say this hundreds of times, gold and silver and land. Gold, silver, and land. And maybe, you know, ammunition, firearms, tractors, things like that. But gold and silver and land are the top three. Learn about Treasure Island Precious Metals. Just check out metalswithmike.com and check out more of my podcasts at brighteon.com. I'll bring you more updates on this situation in Beirut and any escalations that we see happening. Thank you for listening.